Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I was the original podcast. I've been kicking ass now for four decades, right? Knocking out all bums for better than 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think about this. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, was ranked nationally, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I am not the average boxing fan. You are. So straight up, you want to say something? You can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-75. And of course, last night, the return of the Swift one from Philadelphia. I'm talking about Danny Garcia, the former welterweight champion for a minute. I think the junior welterweight champion. Bottom line is, he's a smart guy. He got out of boxing at the right time. I thought, now he's making a comeback. I don't know. Maybe he should just walk away. Talking about maybe opening the door, keeping the door open for one more fight. But the bottom line is, last night he fought at the Barclays Center. He looked pretty good. Take the win, walk away, be happy. Straight up, you've got a lot of money, invested a lot of money in real estate. So more power to Danny Garcia, no doubt about that. And of course, his father, piece of work, no doubt about that. Open phone lines once again around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-75. And of course, next week, the card between the freak himself, we'll talk about 6'5", 154-pound champion, Sebastian Fedora, the once-beaten champion. Of course, that fight is off. Said he hurt his hand, of course, against Keith Thurman. I think he should have been able to beat Keith Thurman with one hand. But the bottom line is, you know, he pulled out of the fight. The fight card is off. Of course, that was going to be on Prime pay-per-view, but straight up, that card's gone. Of course, coming up next, November 8th, my man, Virgil Ortiz. Is he my man? At one point in time, he was like 21-0 with 21 knockouts. I said, this guy's the next Golden Boy. And then things sort of happened to him. We'll talk about that more. I expect Larry Merchant. I expect Stitch Durante as far as guests are concerned. Of course, we'll also hear from my buddy, Joey Merlino. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one is in the house. Of course, I've got a show coming up Friday night at the Rocopoco here in San Francisco. Of course, on top, Richard Bean headlining La Fuente 2025. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one is in the other room. Did I mention that? Yeah, he's here. Bottom line is Bailey Pexton Sharp. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I thought I would knock him on the early rounds, but like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I say, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 was going to get him all the time. But I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound, I'm the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. So I can knock you out.
Who are some of the
Bernard Williker, you could get some, baby. You could get some too. Brian Booth, Jimmy Paul, Larry Holmes, all your come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy. Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor, come on with it, baby. I got faith in you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come on with it. It's my show time.
The Harlem Heckler. That's what I named him. I'm talking about Hector Camacho. May he rest in peace. Of course, he died in 2012, died of a gunshot wound. Of course, was in a car in Puerto Rico, and the drug dealer was in the car with him. I don't know if they were shooting the drug dealer or him. Some people say Camacho owed him money. But the bottom line is Camacho did nothing but good for me. Let me tell you, one time, my ex-wife hung up the phone on me and my daughter. I was calling her from Atlantic City, and she hung up the phone. So I said something like, I called her in like a name that reminds, that sort of sounds with witch after she hung up the phone on me, okay? So anyway, Hector goes, hey, man, what's up? I said, you know, I'm fighting with the old lady, blah, blah. She don't want to let me talk to the kid. She said, but she put a time restraint on it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, bottom line is Hector calls her up on the phone. Now, take this in mind. I've got a good friend named Hector Martinez. OK, so when Hector calls her, Hector Camacho calls, he goes, let me call her. I said, she's your favorite. I said, you're her favorite fighter, Hector. She was really, he goes, let me call. I said, so that's OK. So I called her and Hector gets on the phone. He goes, who's, she goes, is Olga there? She goes, who's this? She goes, it's Hector. Hector who? I mean, in her witchiest, I mean, she was like the witch, yeah, B word, you know. Anyway, bottom line is, he goes, it's Hector Camacho. So you hear her melt on the phone. She just melts. Hector, she melts on the phone, okay? So blah, 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 they go back and forth, and she tells her, you know, you shouldn't treat the guy like that, especially when he's trying to talk to his kid, isn't it? Anyway, bottom line is, he schooled her. That was then, but he did a lot. And then, of course, in Puerto Rico, we had that fight, and he was going to fight Jorge Vaca. And he wasn't going to show up because he was all coked out back at the hotel. So they come to me. I'm doing a TV telecast, and they come to me and they tap me on the shoulder. I said, "Man, I'm doing a live broadcast." And the promoter's like his coke dealer ran away or something like that. I mean, he looks panicked. Okay, so anyway, what's up? So Harold goes, "Hector's not coming." I said, "Not coming where?" He goes, "To the arena." I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "He's the main event." I said, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "He's not coming. He's all coked out back at the hotel." He goes, "Pete, I don't know what to say." He goes, "Except that if he doesn't show up, you don't get paid." And I had been there for a month and a half of Puerto Rico. Now, I've got Puerto Rican blood in me, and I love Puerto Rico, they said, but a month and a half was a month too long. Okay, so the bottom line is I've been there a month and a half. I'm supposed to get 10 grand, nine and change. And I'm not going to get nothing if Hector doesn't show up. So anyway, I've got to go back to the hotel. So I get in a little limo town car, go back to the hotel. Took my tux coat off, and bottom line is went back to the hotel. And I went up to the door, and I banged on it for like about five or 10 minutes. But it was probably about 3 minutes, okay? But I'm just banging on the door. I'm freaking out, banging on the door, because I'm thinking about that ex-wife of mine, the bitch that she is, because she's going to be hitting me for. Because here's what's up. If you don't pay your child support in California, they take away your driver's license back in the day. Right away, back in the day. So anyway, I'm freaking out about that. So I'm banging on the door. Hector's not answering this and that. And I'm going, oh, man, is he even here? Bang, bang, bang. Finally, he answers the door, and he's all coked out. Surprise? No. Bottom line, he's not surprised at all. So I walk in this and that. There's a big line of coke on the table, and he's talking, blah, blah, blah. You know, I can't go. I'm all messed up, blah, blah. I said, man, you got to go. I said, you know, that old lady, my next old lady of mine is going to be all over you. I said, Hector, I said, if I don't come back with some money, I said, I've been here a month and a half. I don't come back with the money I'm supposed to come back with to the city, I'm going to be in trouble. He goes, what do you mean, man? Blah, blah. I said, well, first of all, I won't have any money. And second of all, she's going to have my driver's license taken away because that's what they do if you don't pay your child support on time in California. They take away your driver's license. So he looks down, snorts one more big line, and says, let's go. And I said, all right. So I get him down there, and right, I get him to the dresser, get him to the arena, this and that, and Harold and Smith, the promoter, Ross Fields, call him what you want. Bottom line is, when I got there, this and that, he had the biggest smile you ever imagined in your life, because you know he was about to lose his ass and more. And you got 5,000 people in the crowd; they're gonna like revolt when Hector Camacho does a fight, right, in the main event. So anyway, so I get him to the dress room, and I break out $500 bills. I tell the Puerto Rican security guard, I said, Hector Camacho doesn't come down these stairs. And he said, I said, you don't let him out no matter what. $500 here, I'll give you an extra grand if you have to come in contact with him. Listen, if he tries to get out, I'll give you an extra $1,000. I was spending somebody else's money. It wasn't my money. Okay. So bottom line is I got Hector in the dress room. He came downstairs and he waited, you know, he got into the ring and they announced him and everything. Right? And as soon as he ran across the ring and he headbutted Jorge Vaca and caused Vaca's head to open up like he's bleeding like a wrestling movie. I kid you not. So anyway, he's bleeding all over the place. The fight was stopped in the second round. They called it a technical draw or something like that. The bottom line is I got paid, everybody got paid, and Hector went back to the hotel and got coked out some more. Now, a guy that knows nothing at all about cocaine, but he's a big guy as far as Puerto Rican, sir. I'm talking about Puerto Rican shot caller on Sunday. I'm talking about Mr. Thomas Dillamoose. Tommy, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? Is it snowing out there in San Francisco?
No, man, but it was snowing. I couldn't believe how it snows in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's supposed to have the best climate in the world. It was snowing like crazy that day.
I heard. I hear. Yeah, that's crazy, man. I've never heard of a snowstorm in Puerto Rico until today.
Oh, you know, so. like I said, I mean, he jumped in and called the old lady, and he didn't need to do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what he wanted to do. That he said, "Let me smooth things out." I said, "Huh?" He goes, "Let me tell." Anyway, he called the old lady. I thought that was really cool, and of course, you know, the fact that when I told him the old lady was going to take away my driver's license, because that's the way they did it, Tommy D. If you were a month, if you were 45 days late with your child support in California, in San Francisco, right? They suspended your ability to drive. And guess what? You didn't know this until you were driving down the road until you got pulled over.
And they
go, your license is suspended. We have to tow your car. So they tow your car away, and that costs you like $500. Plus, it's a big pain in the ass, and I don't think they're doing it as much as they did in the past. But the bottom line is, that was back in the day when they ruled with an iron fist. And of course, I was scared to death, and Hector took care of me not once but twice. So plus I named him the Harlem Heckler. I mean, when you give guys nicknames, like when I gave Juan Lascano the Hispanic Causing Panic, I thought that was a cool nickname. He was offended at first. Anyway, let it go. But the bottom line is, when I named Hector the Harlem Heckler in print, he loved it. He thought it was great.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a great nickname for him. Yeah, it was perfect.
It was. All right. So any merit to the Sebastian Fedora injury or what?
Still haven't heard nothing. I've seen no paperwork. Don't know anything. But I do know one thing, is that they were trying to charge $75 for you to watch that on pay-per-view. That's insane. So that's the only thing we know. And they weren't selling tickets either for that. So it looks like they're going to be headed to be the undercard of whenever Pacquiao decides to come back.
I'm surprised, Amazon Prime pay-per-view, I had $75. DAZN's coming with a pay-per-view on the 25th. Isn't Joseph Parker and Fabio Wardley on pay-per-view?
Is it? That's
I thought I saw that being a DAZN pay-per-view earlier.
I know it's definitely, happening and it's on DAZN, but if it's pay-per-view, that's a joke. Hey, the Turk guy lied. He got caught in another lie.
Sheik Turkey Jerky. What's his real name? Sheik Turkey Sheik Jerky.
Sheik Turkey Jerky. I apologize. Well, Sheik Turkey Jerky lied. He promised everybody that there would be no more pay-per-view. This fight would be free on DAZN. And now they're saying that they're going to charge like, I think, $60 or $70 for this pay-per-view. With Brian Norman Sr. taking on Devin Haney, and David Benavidez is fighting, Anthony Yard. So now all of a sudden, even if you're a subscription for the DAZN, if you have a subscription that we already pay in like $30 a month, you have to pay another $60 to watch the pay-per-view.
This is why people steal. This is why you can convince little old lady. Time out. Little old ladies that are boxing fans will steal this spit. Spit with an H. You know what I'm talking about. They'll steal it.
Yeah.
Partners I know will steal it. I've been known to be around people that steal it. The Impeccable One doesn't steal it. Me and him both take the fifth on that one, I think. Bottom line is right now. Anyway, but the bottom line is everybody's stealing it, and the reason why they're stealing it is that they're abusing you. I mean, it's like you can't expect somebody to pay $75 for a cracker. I'll pay $75 for a good steak.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's a real joke, and, This is the guy that's gonna support, quote unquote, save boxing, or
here's what's up. When this clown came on the scene, I said he was bad news for boxing. Everybody said even Larry Merchant said give him a chance. This and that. Man, I said no. I know exactly what time it is. When he was running around checking scorecards when his fighter was fighting, things like that. Listen, the guy's a piece of work. Take it back. He's a piece of spit, and I'm talking about spit with an H. Straight up. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Tommy D right after the break.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to mention the fact that, wow, October 18th, 1960, Pomona, California, Sandoval was born. Of course, Richie Sandoval was a former bantamweight champion. Of course, he lost on the Hagler-Mugabe undercard. I think, in fact, he might have been the main event. No, he wasn't the main event. He was the co-feature. Of course, he lost to Gabby Canizales, Orlando Canizales' brother, the bantamweight champion. Of course, this fight was at 118 pounds as well. But the bottom line is, when Richie lost that night, he almost died, and it was bad. I mean, he was in the hospital for a long time in comas and this and that. People thought he would never recover. And, of course, when he did recover, and he recovered in part because of the fact that he had the best medical care one could supply, and, of course, that was brought on by promoter Bob Arum. So I may knock Bob Arum and kick him in the teeth when I can, but the bottom line is you got to praise him when he does right. But he took care of Richie Sandoval's medical bills and. He gave Richie a job for $100,000 a year for the rest of his life. Bottom line is Richie died October 18, 1960. But that fight with Gabby Canizales, I was there. That was a rough, rough night. Of course, he made the 118-pound limit. It was his 29th professional fight. He was undefeated. He made the 118-pound limit, cutting off two arms and a leg. So the bottom line is, you know, he was weight-drained, and he paid the price. May he rest in peace. Talk about Richie Superfly Sandoval. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back to the Bronx and Tommy D. And Tommy D., I got to ask you, is Erickson Lubin any kind of test for Virgil Ortiz, or is Virgil Ortiz a guy that I'm giving way too much praise for?
I think Lubin is going to be a good test for Virgil. I think Virgil deserves the praise that you give him and anybody else.
Let's be honest, man. Against Sergio Bocek, he was down twice, I think, in the first and the eighth round. So he was down twice against him. Didn't look like the superstar against Majumov, so he has lost.
I disagree.
You thought he looked superstar?
I'm sorry, I disagree. I thought he made up for it in the Majumov fight. Okay. I thought he was great in the Majumov. I thought the scores were a little off. I thought he dominated the fight. He did better than Bud Crawford did against Majumov.
That's true.
You know, so you got to give him credit for that. But you're right about the Bocek. He underperformed. He probably should have got the loss, but
I thought
he made up for it with the Majumov fight.
He lost.
Yeah, I thought he lost. Yeah, he got a gift. But I think he made up for it in the Majumov fight.
Okay. Vander Holyfield was born. Oh, here comes the house historian coming in here, weighing in. I'll get him a little early. Born October 18, 1962, of course. Vander Holyfield and I go back to 1984 with the Olympic trials together. And, of course, I was bitching about the food. I told you that story. I was bitching about the food. I didn't know who Vander Holyfield was. I sat down next to him. I said, my name is Pedro. He goes, my name is V. I said, cool. Anyway, bottom line, so I'm sitting there, and I had some stale pancakes. I mean, these pancakes sort of, they look like potato chips. I mean, that's how sort of crisp the pancakes were, you know what I'm saying? So they were stale, and I'm moaning. I mean, come on, man. You know, they weren't even Eggo waffle types. I mean, that's how bad they were. So anyway, I'm bitching about the food. You know what he said to me? He goes, be glad you got something to eat, Holmes. You know, and I said, man, this dude is deep, okay? This dude's, you know, I'm expecting a bunch of gutter boys out here at the Olympic trials. Of course, you know, Pernell Whitaker, he was from the hood. Most of the black fighters are from the hood. Evander Holyfield did not display any hood-like tendencies. He didn't seem like a ghetto rat. Never seemed like a ghetto rat. Always was polite. You know, he just was. I think his mama raised a good kid.
Yeah, Evander's been a good guy. I never heard any bad stories about Evander.
Well, let me tell you one. Now that you brought it up, let me tell you one bad story. No. Come on, Tommy D. Now, you set yourself up. I was setting you up for that one, man. Anyway, Evan Fields. You ever heard of the name Evan Fields?
No,
that's one of Evander Holyfield's aliases, okay, for Federal Express. When Signature Pharmacy sent them those steroids, when the Federal Express guy delivered this package to Evan Fields, not only did he deliver the package, he took a picture with Evander and the package.
Wow.
And there were steroids there.
I know he was on the list, you know, but that doesn't mean his character ain't bad.
I guess not. But, I don't know. He cheated. Listen, I mean, here's what's up. I'm not calling him a Hulk Hogan type of guy because he had the biggest set of stones probably in the history of boxing. I mean, some of the guys he slugged with, and he was a smaller guy. But had he not taken steroids, he'd have never excelled to the levels that he did. I think steroids were a major contributor.
It does seem that way. Coming up from what? From cruiserweight? And, you know, he has some battles there at cruiserweight as well before heavyweight and fighting the monsters that he fought at heavyweight. So I would say yes. I would say you're absolutely right. I actually, you know, shame on me. I forgot that he was one of the guys that was on the list of taking, you know, performance enhancement drugs.
Well, I never took anything in my life. Anyway, I used to think about, how can I put this? Advantages. I mean, I took advantages. We did like bee pollen and things like that. That's the type of advantage. I mean, royal bee jelly, when I used to take that before a fight, that would like give me all kinds of quick energy, or at least I thought it would. You know what I'm saying? So you live in everybody was looking for an edge. So I just wasn't looking to cheat to get there.
No, I hear you. You know, but everybody, like you said, everybody's always looking for the edge. And, you know, it's just that people don't want to be disciplined. People want to look, you know, for shortcuts.
Well, you know, I mean, Hulk Hogan is considered like a great athlete and a great wrestler. He wouldn't know a wrist lock from a padlock. Okay, I mean, he just couldn't.
He was a horrible wrestler.
The worst.
He just was charismatic.
That hip thing he did at the end with that leg drop or whatever it was, that was like the lamest move in the history of professional wrestling. Especially if you're a monster, he should have been destroying guys.
Yeah, the lamest finishing move ever. I mean, but
and it caused him to get two hip operations. Why continue to do the same move if it's hurting your hip? You know what I'm saying? He wasn't. Terry Bollea wasn't all that smart. Of course, he was a guy that I cornered at that George Foreman, Alex Stewart press conference after the fight, post fight. They brought him in there. Top Rank brought him in there. What was her name? Dina DeBuff. That was Bob Arum's stepdaughter, the PR girl. She brings him in there, and he's in the paper the week before for being on steroids. I grabbed some of his testimony from a court case, this and that, and I knew it. So anyway, when I saw him, I confronted him, this and that, man. The guy ran away. I mean, imagine this. And I told him, and then he ran to Dina, and I said to him, I said, imagine that, a 300-pound dude like you having to get protected by a 115-pound chick.
Wow.
That's the way you put a duck. That's the way you put somebody down.
Yeah. That's
that's the way. I mean, that's the only way Hulk Hogan could have been handled that night. Was putting him in his spot. Because you know what? The whole place went quiet when I said that. The whole place. You could hear a mouse spit in the corner. Spit with an H in the corner. I kid you not. The whole place, well, you know, because we were loud. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't giving up my spot. Screw him, man. He showed up at a press conference, and a week before, he's in the news for admitting that he took steroids under oath. No, I got a problem with that. If you don't want to answer questions, don't show up to a press conference. Oh, enough of that. Virgil Ortiz going to beat Erickson Lubin, yes or no?
I think he beats Erickson Lubin, but I think it's going to be a tougher fight than people may expect. I think Lubin is going to come in there. This is a big fight for Lubin. I mean, he needs this fight. You know, he's towards the end of his career. You know, he came into the game as, you know, a top prospect, had to fight with Charlo, got stopped in the first round. You know, so he's worked his way up. He had moments in the Fandura fight before he, you know, he got stopped. You know, so I think this is a big fight for Lubin, and he knows it. So I expect this to be a competitive fight until it isn't. You know what I'm saying? So, but I do think Virgil beats him.
Okay, and on the day that the government was overthrown here in the United States by the government, back November 22nd, 1963, this is November 22nd, 2025, going across the pond to Saudi Arabia, the Sheik's going to be hosting this one, David Benavidez and Anthony Yardy. Yardy's lost three times. Every time he stepped up to the upper echelons of the light heavyweight division, he's lost, correct?
Yep. Every time he stepped up, he's taking a loss. He's had moments in some of those fights. Namely, in Ardar Beterbiev, he had moments. He hurt Ardar Beterbiev in that fight before he got stopped.
Speaking of Beterbiev, is he still a viable 175 pounder? Didn't the guy make enough money? Won't these guys just go away? I wasn't all that impressed with him. I wasn't.
Well, he was supposed to have a fight too, and he just pulled out because of injury. He was supposed to fight this guy Nicholson's from Alabama. And he just pulled out because he's looking to fight, you know, Benavidez or...
I don't know. Dimitri Bivol gave up the WBC title so he wouldn't have to fight David Benavidez. Canelo Alvarez ducked him for 3.5 years. I mean, come on. This, you know what? Some smells here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some smells. They're running from this dude, man.
They're running from this dude. And it's a shame, you know. And, you know, I like Ardar Beterbiev and I like his team. You know, but, you know, he's fought like once per year in the last, like, I don't know, few years. He's been very inactive getting injuries, you know.
Tommy D, he's older than Larry Merchant.
I know, but when guys get injured and out for a while, that makes me question, like, you know, are they clean? Are they doing something they're not supposed to be doing?
Well, Larry's 94, and I think Beterbiev looks like he's like a 95 or 96. He just looks slow and old. It's just, listen, it's time to walk away. Straight up, this is Tommy D. We'll spend some time with Tommy D after the break. This is Ring Talk Live, worldwide, coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and, of course, live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. I want to say hello to all the viewers. Straight up, this is Ring Talk coming to you from San Francisco.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163. It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Friday night, October 24th, Club Rocopoco, Palamento Productions, myself, present, of course, La Fuente 2025, the reunion, of course, man, and the main event, of course, topping the bill, it will be Milo's very own Mr. Suavecito himself, Richard Bean. Of course, Richard sang that song. He wrote and sang that song back in the 70s, still rocking and rolling. Of course, Oldies Night will do some R&B and some salsa as well with DJ Brendan. Bottom line is you can check it out, LaFuente2025.com. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Joseph Parker, 36-3, 24 wax. Fabio Wardley, 19-0-1. I'm looking at Fabio Wardley's resume. Of course, these are two guys from the UK, basically. I'm not impressed with the guys he's fought. Is this his coming out party? Or this, if he wins, will this be his coming out party?
I think this would be his coming out party if he was to win. I'm very surprised that Parker took this fight. I think Parker was in line to get an IBF title shot. But I don't know what happened with that. He took the fight. Wardley was supposed to fight somebody else. I can't recall, but... it's a tough task for both guys.
Bottom line is, we don't have to pay for this. It's on pay-per-view. We're not going to pay for it. I'm not going to pay for it. You're not going to pay for it. I'm going over a neighbor's house. What about you?
I'm probably going to go to a neighbor's house as well, or wait till the results is done and, you know, find out who won. I mean, I'm not paying for this. It's not worth being, you know, it's not worth $20. I'm not sure how much they're charging, but it's just... Especially if you already have a subscription to The Zone, why are we paying extra money for pay-per-view for a fight like this?
You know, I'm going to go back to what The Zone started as. Of course, it was like, subscribe with us. You don't ever have to pay for pay-per-view ever again, that kind of good stuff. And, of course, that lasted until Canelo got into the game. And then from that point forward, I mean, they do whatever they want, man.
It's a joke. And don't forget that they increased the price. I believe it was like $10 when it first started.
Yeah. So anyway, is Joseph, the card that you want to steal here is Joseph Parker and Fabio Wardley, and that's the main event. Lewis Edmondson and the co-feature 11-1 taking on Ezra Taylor, who's 12-0. Those guys are going to fight at light heavyweights. Of course, another fight on the card, Jorgen Ugla, whatever. Bottom line is taking on Raleigh Lambert Fogelum. Those guys are going to hook it up at cruiserweight. Not the greatest card in the entire world. I don't know how they're putting this on pay-per-view. There aren't any names, per se. I mean, I got Danny Cornemine, Rayson Barney Smith. I mean, none of these guys sound... I don't hear a Marvin Hagler on the bill at all. Although they do have a lot of fights. There's like 19 fights on this card.
Yeah, but nobody, you know, it's, you know what this card is?
Garbage.
And we haven't mentioned that. It's going to be what I went to last night. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a really bad card. You know, Danny Garcia's homecoming. I mean, final fight, a retirement fight, a farewell to Brooklyn. It was a bad card. But we got one shining moment, right? We have the house fighter, our guy Keith Colon. He improved to 8-0 with 8 knockouts. He had a third round stoppage. over a previously unbeaten guy. So shout out to Keith Colon.
Tell me. He's going to beat a lot of people. I think he's. How can I put this? I don't think it's an accident he's doing people in the way he's doing people in. This horse, he's been overlooked. I tried to turn him on to some millionaire manager one time, and the millionaire manager wasn't interested.
Really?
Yeah.
A millionaire manager
in the New York area that used to manage Jerry Cooney.
Wow. And you know, this kid, he's a good kid. I mean,
he's going to college.
He's going to college. This year would be his last year in Rutgers University.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a very kid, and, you know, and the way he's stopping these guys, it's like he's vicious attacks to the body.
Mm.
I mean, I haven't seen this in a while where fighters are going to the body and stopping guys. So, and that's what he did last night. Nice stoppage to the body.
But you know, that's what people remember. People remember body shot knockouts. They just do.
Yep.
I mean, they remember clean knockouts. And, man, did you see they hit him in the body? Because it doesn't happen all that often, okay? But the bottom line is Keith has put together a few nice wins, no doubt about that. Now, let's move ahead to David Benavidez and Anthony Yardy. We think the Anthony Yardy is going to fail inside the distance here, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it'll be an entertaining fight because, listen, Yardy, you know, he's no pushover. And he comes to fight, he's not coming in to lay down. And, you know, I think he'll give Benavidez a run for his money until he can anymore. You know, I think this fight doesn't go to distance. And I think Benavidez stops him inside maybe 8 rounds. But I think Yardy's going to have some moments in this fight.
Interesting. Of course, Devin Haney's on this card as well, taking on what's his name?
Brian Norman Jr.
Brian Norman Jr. Brian Norman Jr., is he going to beat Devin Haney?
I think this is a tough fight to call. I don't want to make my prediction just yet. You know, and I know how much you love Devin Haney and you're a big fan.
I love Devin. But Devin,
he's moving up.
Devin, I just love watching you fight. It's sort of like the same thing as like taking a dump when you can't. That's the way I can put it. He's constipating.
Yeah, I can't even rebuttal that.
Okay,
I can't even.
You're tuning to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In case you got confused there. Hey, what are the WBC Grand Prix semifinals that they're talking about on the Zone? Do you have any idea what that is? October 19th.
No, I don't. I know it's something that one of your other favorite guys is running a tournament.
Jose Suleiman? Mauricio Suleiman?
Yes, that's your guy. So,
he's my guy. We do have a clip of him kissing my ass here, don't we? Don't we have a clip of him kissing my ass? I think we do. Yeah, we have a clip of him kissing my ass here. We don't need to play it, but the bottom line is the impeccable will probably dig it up anyway. All I can say is that he's compromised, and that's the best way I could put it. And I'm not going to say which way, but I just think he's compromised. And the fact that what he doesn't realize is that by him kissing the Sheik's butt and Dana's butt, they're looking to phase those guys out. When they take over boxing, the WBC, the WBC belt's probably going to be worth what a WBC belt is buying it from a store.
Yeah, that's what they're looking to do. They're looking to get rid of all the sanctioned titles and, you know, the sanctioned belts and create their own title and their, you know, their own weight classes and their own rankings, you know. So
Dana White, listen, the California Athletic Commission, I'll talk about this in depth in hour number two with Jacob Stitch Duran, the famed cut man, of course, the heavyweight champion of cut man, no doubt about that. But we'll talk about that in depth. The California Commission this week voted zig zip to back Dana White and to make Dana White God of boxing.
Yeah, and it was like a secret vote or something like that. It came out of nowhere.
No. I don't know if it was a secret vote, but about a month ago, they said they were going to put a 3-month hold on this. So I thought there was like a 3-month hold on it. And then they came, maybe you're right, because they came back a lot earlier than 3 months, I believe.
Yeah, and that's like it came out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, you see that it was passed. And I mean, that's suspicious to me.
Rubber stamped it, baby.
Dana White with his friends in Washington, D.C.
I keep meeting people. And people laugh when I talk about this, but there's a certain thing called Dana White privilege. I'm telling you, you just get it. Because I tell you, I'll say it time and time again. You couldn't imagine some street brother from Cleveland, Ohio. You know, I'm talking about the King of Nap himself, the Don King. You couldn't imagine him promoting guys killing each other on television and getting away with it, because those blows that they are throwing when guys are prone and laying on the mat and they're getting hit, maybe one more than once, even once, they're getting hit when they're hitting their heads against the canvas. It's all over. These guys never recover. Tommy D, that's why none of them really make the big money. They don't last that long. I told Socrates yesterday this, but you know what the heavyweight title, you know what the most heavyweight title offenses by a champion in the UFC has been? Three. Three.
That's terrible.
Because you can't, because they get so beat up, they can't last long.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, and they always, you know, credit to them, they always try to put them as face the top guys, and you know, you're in tough fights all the time, but
no,
it's brutal.
You can't
it's
listen. Brutal. You can't do tough fights all the time. I think you need work fights here and there, and I think that even the world of mixed martial arts, there has to be work fights. And I'm not saying lay down fights, anything like that. But I'm trying to say is that fights where you're like 70-30. You know what I'm saying? As far as the 70-30, you're supposed to win this fight. If you don't win, it's on you.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah. Oleg
Usyk, any word on what the heavyweight champion of the world is going to do next?
I have no idea what he's doing and what they're planning to do with him.
He's not going to fight Jake Paul too, is he?
Oh God, who knows now? You know, and now with the rumors that AJ's coming back, and you know they're trying to set him up with Tyson Fury supposedly.
I thought there were a lot of rumors on AJ, and comeback wasn't one of them. But now that you're bringing that up, rumors. Think about it. Soft-spoken guy. I think he's got a bad chin, and he's and listen. I mean, at one point in time, I was praising him on this show. I thought he was like the second coming of David Price. I think David Price was this white heavyweight coming from the UK. He won every amateur fight and every amateur title in the UK you could. I said to myself, the guy's 6'6", 6'7". This white boy is never going to lose a fight. Then the first time he got into a fight with a breathing guy, he got licked like a stamp. You know, so sometimes the bigger they are, that truly is the saying, the harder they fall.
Yeah, and that guy proved to have no chin. He got stopped multiple times, that guy David Price. Yeah. You know, but that's what the UK they
and
do
I was
that.
And
they
I was up. Blowing him. You should have seen me. the impeccable was laughing in the other room, okay? But yeah, I was like, this guy's the second guy, blah 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 blah. I mean, until he got beat. And then I mean, here's what's up. When you've been following boxing as long as I have, you tend to make a few errors here and there. I'm taking that back. Errors and you know, make the I'm just but that was a major gaffe on my part, because it turns out he couldn't take a professional punch.
Yeah, and he couldn't. I mean, but the UK does this, Pedro. They build up these guys out of nowhere. You know, Worley's one of those guys, right? Mm-hmm. He took a loss early, and now he's trying to get another fight with. He's getting a fight with Parker, where he could maybe that could be his coming out. They did that with the Juggernaut, right? They did that with him. Now they got this guy, Moses Itama. Like that's the next guy they're building up. I mean, they do that. I mean, it's hard to gauge if these guys are actually going to be something or not.
Well, hold on, but you know Moses Itama, you don't need Viagra to watch him.
That is true. You don't. You know.
I mean, but he's as close to must watch TV right now in the heavyweight division as anybody.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, and no, I give it to him. I'm just saying he's the latest guy. Let's see how he does.
But let's be honest, he fought a few guys like you and me. But the bottom line is, I think he's stepping up his talent. I think he's stepping up his level of competition, the talent and the ability, and the fact that he's a left-hander and he's willing to throw. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Richard Torres. Isn't Richard Torres a left-hander, too?
No, I don't think so.
No, Richard Torres is just terrible, then. I mean, Richard Torres, he's coming up in a couple of weeks. He's got a fight coming up. How long before Top Rank gets him exposed?
I don't know, because this one, I guess Top Rank is letting these guys fight in Mexico and some other card. It's not. I don't think it's a
Top
Rank card.
Stuff happens in Mexico.
Yeah, so he's on the card, and my guy Vargas.
I'm going to take this 1 minute more before my producer shuts us off. Top Rank doesn't have a TV contract, I don't think. And Main Events, who has the 154 pound IBF champion, undefeated. Yeah, the guy that hasn't fought in like a year. They've got him. I think both of them, I mean, without a TV deal, anybody working with Top Rank should probably walk away. And as far as main events is concerned, I mean, my promoter hasn't got me listen, they should have paid for a fight for him. They should have paid for a fight. They should have called the impeccable one out of retirement. You know what I'm saying? Bailey would have faced him, this and that. He would have had at least one fight in this year. But they're not willing to pay the money.
No, they're not.
That's how you build stars. You got to take a loss here and there to build the guy into a superstar.
I wonder if something is going to fold.
Speaking of superstars, that's what you are, my brother. I thank you week in and week out on Sundays. No doubt about that. You take good care.
I appreciate that. You too.
Hug the family. And guess what? The Skype went really bad at the end. That was sort of cool. I mean, it waited till the end before it went bad. It didn't go bad until like the last 30 seconds. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, where everything that can go wrong, it's going wrong.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Friday night, October 24th, Club Rockapoco, San Francisco, is headlining my show. Palomento Productions, of course, is presenting the show. Headliner will be Richard Bean and Malo, to the Malo and Sapo legacy. Of course, Malo, he goes back to them back in 1972. We'll talk about that in depth. maybe next week. Hopefully post-show, it'll be a great show, no doubt about that. But hopefully post-show, I'll be smiling. Right now, I'm just stressing because, you know, you're going all over the place trying to promote this at different events and different concerts and different clubs and all kinds of stuff. And I don't drink, so I'm not the most social guy in the world. I got to smile, and sometimes it's tough. And bottom line is you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. You know, earlier we were talking about Evander Holyfield. I saw a, You know, Evander Holyfield, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm trying to say this. Anyway, I remember one point in time when Evander Holyfield, we talked about the steroids a little earlier, you know, with Tommy Dean, the fact that steroids were delivered to him via Federal Express, and the Federal Express driver took a picture with Evander Holyfield as Evander Holyfield was holding the steroids from Signature Pharmacies. But the bottom line is Evander Holyfield was examined by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. I saw a copy of the physical examination, and they talk about him having testicular shrinkage. Say what? Yeah, he had little nads. I mean, come on, man. I mean, the guy's like heavyweight champion of the world, right? He's got like the nads of a flyweight, 115-pound guy. Straight up, that's what happens when you take steroids. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number one to two is now in the bank. Of course, this is the insider's look into the world of boxing and MMA. Hour number two, I'll bring in the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. We'll celebrate some time with the 94-year-old retired godfather. And, of course, we'll spend some time with Stitch Duran as well. Of course, Stitch Duran and I will talk about the Muhammad Ali Boxing Revival Act and why that Dana White is such a bad guy and a villain and this and that. Bottom line is we'll have an action-packed hour number two coming up right after the break here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and, of course, Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Ring Talk Live Worldwide returns right after the news.
Sports Shorts, the weekend edition, presented by Sonny's Pizza Bistro, sonnyspizzabistro.com, and their world-famous pizza and spaghetti sauce. You can order it. It's distributed through Kansas City at sonnyspizzabistro.com. Well, the baseball playoffs enjoying a silent Saturday, a resumption on Sunday. Dodgers win the National League pennant. They sweep away the Milwaukee Brewers 4-0, so the Dodgers will have a chance to successfully defend their World Series championship from a year ago. Meantime, in the American League, the championship series now, Seattle back with the lead despite losing 2 of 3 in Seattle. Series goes back to the Rogers Center in Toronto Sunday night with the Mariners needing to win one of the next two to punch their World Series ticket. Would be their first ever. College football Saturday, Arizona State, Texas Tech Saturday night, Notre Dame and Southern Cal, and Georgia Ole Miss. Outstanding Saturday night college football and a full bevy of NFL Sundays, which Indy Dorf will preview on Sunday morning, part of the weekend edition of his program. Sports Shorts presented by Sonny's PizzaBistro.com and the world-famous pizza and spaghetti sauce. Check it out at sonnyspizzabistro.com. I'm Marty Terrell with Sports Shorts along the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Sports in 60, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. It's week 7 in the NFL, and we sit at 500 in our plays of the week, so let's get back in the black by backing the black, red, white, and silver, the Atlanta Falcons. We lose some value in this pick with the Falcons off their Monday night win versus Buffalo. It's been a curious yet predictable season for the Falcons and their signal caller, Michael Penix Jr., in his first full season as a starter. An understandable loss to open the season against first place Tampa, but a curious 30-0 shutout loss to Carolina, all part of the learning curve for this team. Otherwise, the Falcons boast quality wins versus the Vikings, Commanders, and Bills. The Falcons own the league's top defense in the NFL, along with the top rushing offense, perfect for a trip to San Francisco where they face the most injury-riddled team of 2025. Atlanta, +2.5. Sports in 60, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number 2. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm stumbling. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, you're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA now for better than 4 decades. Of course, straight up, it's a Japanese takeover. I told you before that the Japanese are serious about boxing. The Americans aren't. Let me go through the top 10 as far as BoxRec.com is concerned. Of course, the only really serious American I think of right now as far as pound for pound is concerned is maybe Terrence Crawford. Of course, he's a king. But according to BoxRec.com, on top is Noah Inoue, of course, the Japanese 122-pound champion. Number 2 is Hunto Nakatani, the Japanese 118-pound champion. I'm telling you, these guys deserve to be ranked up there in the pound-for-pound class. But then again, when you look back at the history of boxing, never before in the history of boxing have, I don't think there's ever been a guy that's been in the top 10 that I can remember that was from Japan, as far as the boxing top 10 pound-for-pound. So, of course, Terrence Crawford coming off that win over Canelo Alvarez about a month ago. He didn't lose too many rounds. He lost a few minutes here and there, but the bottom line is he didn't lose too many rounds. At the end of the day, I thought he won going away. And the fact that those two judges tried to call it 115-113. In other words, had Terrence Crawford not won the last round, they would have called that fight a draw. They were looking to screw Terrence Crawford, no doubt about that. I mean, think about that. He hadn't won the last round, it would have been a draw. I mean, how bad does that stink? Like an outhouse? worse. Straight up, Terrence Crawford, number three in the pound-for-pound list. This is what sort of surprises me, is that the BoxRec moved Jaron Ennis, the recently anointed 154-pound champion, moved up from 147. He was undefeated, 31-0, 35-0 with 31 knockouts. But, you know, I mean, Tommy D's high on this guy. He's probably the only guy I know who's really, really high on him, but Tommy D's high on him. Alvarez, number five. Of course, I don't know why he's in the top 10. So Shakur Stevenson doesn't want to fight anybody. Dmitry Bivol, of course, he ducked David Benavidez. And yet David Benavidez was ranked number eighth. Number nine is the aforementioned 90-year-old Artur Bitaev. And number 10 is Gervonta the Clown Davis. That is the top 10 of boxing as far as BoxRec.com. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll return with retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give
it?
You one postscript. After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
The retired HBO godfather is in the house. Mr. Larry Merchant, very good afternoon to you, sir.
And to you, Pedro.
All right. You know, life treating you okay down there in Santa Monica? It's nice and sunny up here.
We've had the most beautiful weather recently, and it may be going on for a while.
You know, this is what we live in California for, and people don't understand that, do they?
Well, it's part of what we live in California for.
Yeah, but
and it's a good part.
Yeah,
I'm looking out of my window now and looking down and seeing a strip park, a beach, and the Pacific Ocean.
The greatest feeling I've ever had is when we're about to touch down in SFO, no matter where I'm at, been to 34 countries, but coming home, nothing like coming home. Godfather, boxing's taking a bit of a turn now. I mean, Japan's always been serious about their boxing, but right now, according to BoxRec.com, Nonoa Inoue, he's number one as far as a pound for pound is concerned, and Junto Nakatani is number two, and of course, Terrence Crawford's number three, but the fact that two Japanese fighters in the top two, they're in the top 10 pound for pound to begin with. I can never remember that, but the fact that they're number one and number two, that says something about Japanese boxing compared to American boxing nowadays when you got people like, you know, Gervonta Davis taking on Jake Paul.
Well, each one, I guess, has its place in the boxing scenario, and we'll see how it plays out over the next few years. But when you look back at some of the great fights of yesteryear, we starve for fights like Hearns and Hagler.
Yep. You know, speaking of Hearns and Hagler, April 15, 1985, tax day, that's when you and I met. We ran into each other at the post-fight press conference. That was why was – I'll ask you – why was that so epic? Why is that the fight everybody remembers?
Well, it was a fierce fight. 8 minutes in which many of us could hardly breathe. Two high-profile fighters and athletes, stars in their own ways. Hearns, more of a welterweight. Hagler, the middleweight champion. I don't remember. Was Hearns the welterweight champion at the time? But whatever. It was a collision of titanic forces, so to say. A tornado against the most powerful storm you can think of.
I think we were both walking on air. I mean, that was. I remember it was the Caesars Palace Indoor Sports Pavilion. Of course, the fight was outdoors on the tennis courts, and I mean, people were. It was like people were happy to snap, but they were in shock.
Yes, in shock, in awe. The interesting thing in hindsight, Pedro, is that both fighters gained in stature from that fight.
Yeah.
Whereas we're here we are, I don't know how many years later, talking about it.
41.
And I can remember along the second round or so when Hagler hit, when Hearns, who was a terrific puncher in his weight class, hit Hagler with the best shot he could hit him. And it would have surely destroyed any other opponent. Hagler walked through it.
Yeah.
And I remember saying, this fight is over.
He shook it off. Whoa.
Hagler was a mainly a boxer puncher. He was not known as a rip-roaring, fiery fighter.
But he was a guy that made things difficult for himself. Instead of boxing John Mugabe, he went to war there and he got hurt in that fight. Instead of going to war with Ray, he tried to box Ray and he lost for the early rounds. Of course, that would be the determining factor at the end of 12 rounds. So he was a little different.
Well, as I may have explained my take on that. When he boxed Ray Leonard years later, it was because he could want to prove that he could outbox the boxer.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he came to punch with Hearns, I can remember him pounding his chest in the corner before the first bell, and he came out and he wanted to prove in that fight that he could outpunch the great puncher, which Hearns was.
Yeah.
And he sure did, and nobody asked for their money back after that fight.
You know, I all those fights he had in Vegas, I got to watch him train the last week of every fight because I was tight with Johnny Taco, and Johnny Taco told him, Pedro's cool, Marvin was cool with that, I mean, and we had conversations on different continents about him losing the Ray Leonard fight, and how I did this, I was eloquent in how I addressed him, because he was a guy, he was one of those guys that I totally respected and I didn't want to piss off. So I said to him, I said, you know, you sort of gave away the four of the first five rounds. I said, and from that point forward, all Ray had to do was, quote, steal, end quote, three more rounds. That's the way I sort of put it off with him. And he was able to accept that, that coming from that perspective. But if I'd have told him, you know, you got beat, blah, 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 he'd been upset.
Well, I mean, all of this stems for Hagler from how he came up through the boxing ranks. And how tough he had to fight the toughest guys, middleweights, we forget, from Philadelphia and elsewhere. While Ray Leonard was a superstar the first time he stepped into the professional ring.
Yep.
The only fighter I ever knew his first professional fight after the Olympics was on television.
National TV.
He was a star. He was bigger than a champion. He was a star because of the way he looked, because of the way he moved, because of the way he fought and boxed. Hearns could box, but he was a terrific puncher in his weight classes.
Maybe the greatest.
So, and because of how tough it was for Hagler to make his name meaningful, he wanted to prove he could outbox the boxer and outpunch the puncher. And in one fight he was right, in the other fight he was wrong.
Yeah. Godfather, I want to wish you a very good weekend. I thank you so much for your time. If I can, I mean, you are, I kind of say, everybody loves it. I thank you so much for your time. You hear, he had Larry Merchant on this week. So everybody makes a big deal about this, and I make a big deal about it because you are a big deal. I thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I'm happy to appear.
Straight up, that's Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, Stitch Duran talks about the Muhammad Ali Boxing Revival Act. What does that mean? Straight up, you'll find out.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation.
What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 24, make it 25 minutes past the hour. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Sunday. What's today's date, man? October 19th, of course, got this big show coming up. Friday night at Club Rocco Poco, Palo Alto Productions presents Richard Bean on top. Of course, La Fuente 2025 reunion. Richard Bean and Mala will be the headliner. Of course, Mr. Richard Bean is the guy that wrote and sang Suavecito. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll take it from San Francisco to Sin City and bring in, of course, one of my great friends, Mr. Jacob Stitch Duran. And how are you and your lovely wife today, sir?
Ah, man, we continue to be blessed, brother. I hope things are doing well with you, and I'm sure they are.
Well, the sun's shining on me, man. I mean, things are doing okay. I mean, I'm sweating this promotion Friday night, though. You always sweat. Listen, anytime you're a promoter, whether it's boxing or music, this thing, you're sweating. I mean, the guy could get COVID the day before. I mean, he's got all kinds of crazy stuff in his mind, Stitch.
Especially if we got somebody like Malo and all that, you can't go wrong, but you'll be fine.
Okay. let's talk about the Muhammad Ali Boxing Revival Act. You and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and you said that the California Commission was going to approve this. And I said, yeah, I don't know. Not with all the, you know, all the pressure that's being put on them. I don't know. Did they hold some type of secret vote this week, and they voted 6-0 to approve it and make Dana White the new boxing czar or god?
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing to see that, especially coming out of California, because, you know, they're the ones that are supposed to be setting examples, California, Nevada, right, and New York, you know, the three major states to promote it. But guys, go without to make a decision with just six people, I've never been a big favor of anything like that. And
evidently there were some UFC fighters in the crowd, UFC fighters screaming, ex-UFC fighters screaming. I mean, they were screaming, listen, Dana White is a piece of work, and people know when I talk about a piece of work on this. So take it back. Dana White is full of spit with an H. That's the best way I could put it. He's just not a guy I like. We've had our clashes. We had a couple clashes. The last one, I walked away from him. I told you, he tried to cut that contract 70%, 75%. I mean, that's a pimp move. I never heard, in my life, I've never heard of anybody coming to you and cutting the deal 75%. Have you?
Yeah. It's almost telling you they don't want to work with you.
Basically, that's what it is. I think I slapped him around a couple of times. So anyway, what is this Boxing Revival Act? What does it mean? Can you tell us what it means?
You know, I was listening to Oscar De La Hoya's, thing on Clapback Thursday, and he brought up a good point. He says, I guess the pay scale that they have for boxing opposed to the pay scale that they have for MMA is different. And he said, what are these MMA fighters going to do when they find out boxers are getting paid more than them? So that's the thing about it, because nobody outside of the California State Athletic Commission and Turk and Dana really know what, you know, what's going on with the program. How's the program going to work? Are they giving back to the fighters? You know, how? You know, nothing's ever been said and gotten opinions from people like us. Fans,
when I think of, I remember one point in time, I thought that Brian Ortega was going to be the next Golden Boy, was going to be the Golden Boy at MMA. I really thought he was well on his way. And, of course, he got in that horrible, that fight with the champion, and he got cut in the first round, and it was really a bad cut. They should have stopped the fight. There's no doubt about it. They couldn't stop the blood cut, but the blood was all over his face. It was like some WCW wrestling match from 35 or 40 years ago. And, of course, he lost the fight. They let him get punished for 2.5-3 more rounds. They stopped it in the fourth round. But the bottom line is he took a beating that night. He never recovered. When these guys, they can't recover from these beatings, and that's what these guys don't realize. It's like one shot. You've only got one shot. And the fact that the heavyweight title record in the UFC is only three defenses as far as heavyweight champions are concerned, that sort of indicates that Dana's playing a short game with these guys. All these guys are on the short list, and they don't realize it. They think they're going to be able to have longevity and make some money. That ain't happening.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, Pedro. And I've always said that, you know, when I was with the UFC, everybody had number names, right? And then they went into the corporate structure where everybody goes into numbers, and it's economics. And that's the way it is with TKO. You know, it's about having events and making money. You know, that, like I say, that under 10% that the revenues that the fighters get opposed to every other major sport where they're in the 40%, yeah, that has to be adjusted.
Here's what people don't realize that. I'll say it again. The NFL gives, what, 55% to the players?
Something like that. You know, the high 40s for sure.
Okay. Major League Baseball in the 50s?
The way I understand it is football, baseball, basketball in the high 40s.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Bottom line is in the UFC is down at 10%.
I always heard like 5%.
Five? Oh, my.
But even if it's 10%, that's not fair.
Well, Francis Ngannou sold out the Garden, $7 million gate. They gave him $500,000 was plus a $50,000 bonus.
Yeah, and what did he get, 40 to fight Tyson Fury?
He ended up making $18 million. I think he got $18 million walking away cash both times for both of them.
Yeah, wow. You know, it's funny. I read that Kirk, one of us, Ngannou's trainers, said when I got the statement of how much Ngannou paid me, I cried. It changed my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, he shared his profits.
You know, and you don't see other MMA guys going that way because Dana's controlling the money, the corporate store. Yeah. Of course, you know, the company is worth $4.1 billion. That's $4,100 million, according to that sale that Dana White made a couple of years ago. And, you know, the Fertitta brothers, they invested $1.5 million. So, all in all, as far as investments are concerned, it was the greatest single investment I think I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, no doubt about it. The shows that they put together are top-of-the-line shows, and I think Dana brought up a point where it's entertainment and action, and I think, you know, just through their camera work and footage and all that, they do a good job, and I understand it's business. But don't use the fighters as pawns.
Pawns? Listen, when you hit a guy when he's down, nobody realizes what's happening here. I mean, good Lord. You know what? I had a lot of street fights in the city. I slapped people when they were down, but I never hit them when they were down. It's unfair, and it's inhuman, and the bottom line is the body can't take it because there's nothing to absorb the punch but the head.
Yes, I agree on that. And, you know, it's funny. I was just looking at Paul Malignaggi fought bare knuckle fights. He's all cut up.
You just stole my play for the next segment, but let's talk about it right now. All right.
Sorry,
I'm looking at my producer. He's like shaking his head going, oh, well, yeah. Anyway, Paul Malignaggi, of course, a guy that would fight his mother if the money was right, according to him. He fought in a bare knuckle fight over in Leeds, the UK, and he won last night. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, he wasn't a good puncher when he punched in boxing. He had bad hands when he was in boxing. How the hell can he do this now unless he's shooting his hands up?
Yeah, you know, he fought when I was working with Dave Feldman early in the career with bare knuckle fights. He fought on that card, and yeah, same thing. You know, he just don't have the power to go into that type of fight.
Okay. Are you surprised that the Japanese fighters have taken over the top two slots of BoxRec.com? The Noenoi, number one, 31 in zip, 122 pounds. He's 32 years old. And the 27-year-old, 118-pound champion, Hutto Nakatani, 31 in zip. Are you surprised that we've got two Japanese fighters on the top of the pound-for-pound list? I don't think I've ever remembered that before in my life.
Never. You know, I've worked with Kameda. I've worked with Ioka. And I've seen I've seen these guys fight, and props to them. You know, Nakatani, I think Rudy Hernandez has been with him since he was a kid.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's been staying in Rudy's house and all that. And
Rudy said he's better than his brother.
Maybe so. And Rudy knows his game, you know, so I would definitely go with that.
Rudy Hernandez, of course, the brother of Gennaro Hernandez, the late Gennaro Hernandez. You know, Gennaro appeared on this show 36 hours before he died. And it was a rough. I was crying. It was rough radio, man. It was just a really rough radio. He's going, Pedro, nobody deserves to go out like this. And I'm going, oh man, I'm like crying. Anyway, but yeah, that's the relationship that he and I had. That he came on a day and a half before he died.
You know, and Rudy always attributes a lot of his fights to Chicanito. You know, I worked with him in the UFC many fights. And just a good, straight-up guy, man.
Okay. Is Jared Ennis that good?
Jared Anderson?
No, Jared Ennis, the super middleweight from St. Louis. You watched him fight last week at Philadelphia. You watched him fight last week when he took on Usa Lima? Took him out real quick, like in a minute?
I've never seen him fight, but I'll be honest with you.
Okay, all right.
Sorry.
Terrence, all right, one last one for you. Terrence Crawford, where does he go now? If you were guiding Terrence Crawford, where would you direct him next, Stitch?
I would direct him to a real nice island where he could go out there and have a good time. You know, I don't know. The desire, the fire still in you once you make all this money.
He didn't make that much.
Well enough, but what he's made in the past and all that.
But Stitch, he will continue.
Canelo, I don't know.
Canelo got $100 million. He got $10 million.
You know, and the thing, I've been reading a lot of Spanish. They're blasting Canelo for not by fighting better Bivol than Bivol. But, you know, the thing is, it's
Benavides.
More of but it's more of Turk demanding that he fights. Like, he owns them, you know, right off the bat. And Canelo, and you don't own me. You know, I call my own shots.
Anyway, the Turk guy, I think we call him Sheik Turkey Jerky here. He's not a good thing for boxing. Dana White's not a good thing for boxing. And, of course, boxing is not looking the gods are not shining their lights on the boxing world right now. Is that a safe way to put it?
Yeah, 100%. You know, and I've always said, you know, in all fairness, if these guys want to come in, I look at it as, I grew up as a farm worker, but I would say if you don't go water the roots, which are the fighters, the fruit's going to fall off the tree. So how successful are they going to be 2-3 years from now? You know, are they going to? I don't know. You know, so we'll see what happens.
Speaking of the fields, from the fields to the garden, when's that movie going to come out?
Well, yeah, we're done. We got the Sundance Film Festival in January, at the end of January. They're in talks with
Where's that going to be? The Sundance Film Festival. Where's it going to be?
It's going to be in Utah. Robert Redford's the one that put that together years ago.
Stitch, if your movie's going to play there, I wouldn't mind going.
All right. Oh, I'd love it. No, of course, you know.
Work that out. I'll take care of the air fly. You work that out for me. Anyway, I got to let you run. Hug the wife. Much respect. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right, my man. One love. Bye-bye.
Great. Stitch Duran. Straight up Jacob Stitch Duran. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He and I go back 55 years.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198.
800-497-7198.
If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your three-day, two-night package plus four free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you give me enough money, I'll fight my own mother.
I don't know if he fight his own mother, but the bottom line is Paulie Malignaggi doing the bare knuckle thing last night. It's a little scary. I mean, I'm not into that at all. I mean, I got into a lot of street fights here and there, but the bottom line is, you know, guys that can't punch to begin with, I'm talking about Paulie Malignaggi fighting in a sport where you've got to be able to punch. I just don't know. You end up on the negative side of that. And, of course, Paulie last night was a winner. But the bottom line is you can't take shots like that at the age of 46, 47 years old and walk away unscathed. I don't think it's very good at all. Virgil Ortiz, of course, looking good for Erickson Luba as far as training is concerned. Erickson's looking good as well. So both guys have done well as far as preparation for this fight. Of course, November the 8th will be on, I think, the Zone. The Zone sort of taking over boxing now. The ESPN is sort of like, you know, taking a backward step. I mean, it is half. Speaking of backward step, what happened to Teofimo Lopez? At one point in time, you know, Tio, the super lightweight champion, former lightweight champion, he was the guy until he got beat by George Kambosos. But the bottom line is, outside of losing to Kambosos, he's probably had a good run, but he's not fighting much, no activity. Shakur Stevenson, another guy, not too much activity. And when he does fight, who cares? Emmanuel Navarrete is supposedly the 122-pound champion as far as box records concerned, that's super bantamweight. I don't know. I think at 122, and then no one knows the best fighter pound for pound in the world, no doubt about that, let alone in the super, the 100, I take it back to the super featherweight, excuse me, Emmanuel Navarrete, super featherweight. Featherweight, Nick Ball. Nick Ball's pretty good. Well, but I'm going to go with, yeah, I'll go with Nick Ball. Super bantamweight, Nino Inoue, the aforementioned guy, of course, undefeated out of Japan. Junto Nakatani as well, undefeated out of Japan. Super fly, talk about Jesse Rodriguez, he deserves to be up there. As far as the other guys are concerned, man, I mean, the fact that they won't give the 154-pound champion is just due. I mean, I think it's pretty crazy. But then again, that's the sport of boxing, no doubt about that. So, anyway, Dana White takes over. When I say Dana White takes over, he's going to make a move to where he is going to pay fighters a base salary. And, of course, base salaries are going to be, according to what's been on paper, are going to be a little bit more than what they're making now in those 4- and 6-round fighters. But for the most part, it's not going to push the money up the tree. In other words, bottom line is everybody fights in boxing to get to the big fights. That's how you get to the big fights. That's how you make the big money, by winning the medium-sized fights and the small fights before that. That's how you get to the big time, right? Well, not the way that Dana and these guys want to do it. And I just don't think so. As far as a corporate look in the world, when has a corporation ever done anything good? Look at the food chain. Foods, I mean, half the food you walk into the store, half the food's poisoned, processed, all that kind of good stuff. It's not good for you. It's not healthy. Okay. Look at they've monopolized the energy industry. It's torn that up. All right. They've monopolized the air travel industry. I mean, corporations. When the Supreme Court ruled, I think it was during the Warren administration, or certainly thereafter, that a corporation had the same rights as a human being, we knew things were in trouble. Because corporate America is just screwing you left and right, and you see it every time you go to the store. Every time you go to the grocery store, every time you go get a gallon of gas, bottom line is this corporate greed is just too much. And, you know, some of the stuff, I'm getting off subject here, but I went in, I used to buy Fig Newton cookies buy Fig Newton cookies, right? And it's the same size Fig Newton package, but there's less cookies in it, and it's loose. You can hear the cookies like rolling around in the package because of the fact that they've done shrinkflation. Instead of inflation, it's shrinkflation. In other words, they shrunk the price, they shrunk the amount of cookies in the bag, and then they sold it to you as the same, you know, for the same price or more. Bottom line is that is corporate America, and it's just tearing this country apart. People don't realize it. People worry about politically. I'm not worried about a political landscape as much as I am the corporate world taking over. I mean, just everything's just gone bad. Virgil Ortiz, pound for pound fighter. I wouldn't go that far just yet, but he deserves to be up there. As far as the best fighter, pound for pound in the world, talk about the two Japanese fighters, Terrence Crawford, of course. Oleg Usyk deserves to be up there. In fact, you know, he's the most followed as far as all the fighters in the world are concerned at BoxRec.com. I was a little surprised that, of course, a guy coming from the Ukraine and Russia being the world heavyweight champion. But then again, it used to be said that he who controls the heavyweight champion controls boxing, right? Well, not anymore. When Ray Leonard knows Rose, Ray Robinson to an extent in the 50s, but Ray Leonard definitely broke that mold. Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Tommy Hearns, the aforementioned Tommy Hearns, of course, the hitman Tommy Hearns turned 67 this week. Of course, he had a hip replacement about 2 months ago, so he's rocking and rolling. You know, he broke his hand. He didn't want to talk about this, but in the second round of that Marvin Hagler fight, the fight that he hit Marvin with and really rocked him, I think, he broke his hand, so his hand was broke. He couldn't do him a whole lot with the right hand from that point forward. But the bottom line is he never used it as an excuse. And, of course, Marvin told me he hit hard. I said, how hard, Marv? He was probably the hardest I've ever been hit. It's interesting. But then again, the most clever fighter that Marvin Hagler ever fought, the best fighter ever fought pound for pound, he admits this, Roberto Duran. Of course, after 12 rounds, Duran was ahead on two cards or ahead on one card and even on another. Of course, that was a 15-round fight. And, of course, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And Roberto Duran was a natural lightweight going into this fight. Of course, a natural lightweight, meaning 135-pounder fighting at 160 pounds. You know, as I said, you know, size matters. And, of course, that night, size didn't matter. In fact, after one or two rounds, we expected, I was part of the Duran clique at that point in time, and we expected Marvin Hagler to kill him. In fact, I was like George Foreman and Muhammad Ali when they went out there. Ali says, none of you guys have any faith in me. You guys are acting like you're going to a funeral. Guess what? We thought the Duran-Hagler fight was going to be a funeral. We just did. We thought the Hagler would go out there and munch Duran up and get him out in one or two rounds. And I mean, even I was giving Duran all the praise in the world. Of course, coming off the win over Dave Moore that prior June 1983, this fight took place in November of 1983 outdoors on the tennis courts in Caesars Palace. And you know, it was a hell of a fight, but after 12 rounds, I don't know if Roberto Duran was ahead. Two of the judges had him in. I don't know if he was ahead, but the bottom line is the fight was close. At the end of 15 rounds, Marvin got the Duke. But at the end of the day, that's the only guy Marvin Hagler ever had praise for. I kid you not. I mean, all the times I've been around Hagler, he ragged on everybody. He ragged on from the heavyweights on down. The only one he didn't rag on was Roberto Duran. Coincidence? I don't think so. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Dmitry Bivol evidently having some problems with his shoulder, allegedly. That's why he pulled out of the WBC 175-pound title contention. Of course, he was a champion at one point in time, but he gave it up, and the WBC decided they were going to anoint David Benavidez a champion. I don't know about that. I mean, I think that he's the best fighter in the world. I really do. I think the monster is. He's 30-0. 24 KOs, but hasn't scored a knockout since he stopped Demetrius Andrade, and that was a few years ago, I think 2022. So hasn't had a knockout in about 3 years. I'm still high on him. I still think he's the best fighter pound for pound in the world, and, you know, Mike Tyson feels that way, but just me and Mike Tyson feel that way. It ain't happening. Devin Haney, my favorite guy. Of course, I didn't mention it, but Stitch Duran, who we just had on the show, is going to be Devin Haney's cut man when they go over there and do that thing against Brian Nomer. Because Devin Haney, 32-0. Didn't I just see him get knocked down 7 times by Ryan Garcia? Didn't I see? Wait, are you sure? Wait, hold on a second. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, it is on YouTube. Yeah, it is real. He got knocked down like 7 times, 4 times officially. Like, in one round, that referee was like helping him up. Referee was giving him a break, no doubt about that. But Devin Haney, 32 and zip, he got that fight wiped off the record, said that Ryan Garcia was on all kinds of juices, and Juice ain't going to make him kick Brian. Juice is not going to make him the better fighter that night. I just don't think so. I mean, I think he was bigger and stronger as far as Ryan Garcia is concerned, but Ryan was smart. He didn't make the weight. It was supposed to be 140 pounds. Ryan decided he would come in at 144 pounds, and then Devin Haney, being the greedy little guy that he is, I was using a bad word, the greedy little guy that he is, he and his father decided to take like $2 million from Ryan Garcia in order to, for Ryan to waive the weight, for him to waive the 4 pounds of Ryan. So he did that. He got $2 million. Then he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. So if anybody won in this fight, I thought it was Ryan Garcia won the fight going away. But then again, at the end of the day, Devin Haney really, really won because they took the fight off the official records. They said it didn't exist. It's a no contest or it never happened, this and that, which is an atrocious, which, you know, I think that's atrocious to even go that way. But the bottom line is they did that. And, of course, his record is now 32 and zip. He hasn't got the one loss anymore. Of course, Brian Norman, pretty good fighter. Of course, he's the opponent for this card on November 22nd. Of course, we had the Riyadh Arena, 28 and zip, 22 KOs. People think he's the next coming at 147 pounds. We'll see. Of course, he's coming off that win over Jin Sasaki. That was a fifth-round knockout. Of course, that was in June of this year. But before that, he fought Derek Cuevas, Giovanni Santillan. In other words, he hasn't fought anybody of note yet. In other words, we're going to see what he's made of when he takes on Devin Haney. Devin Haney is, say what you want, he's a difficult kind of guy to box against. I mean, because he's a boxer, there's no doubt about that. And if you hurt him, he holds like a girl. I mean, if I had a girlfriend, I'd want her to hold me as tight as Devin Haney holds an opponent. I mean, I really would. I'd feel secure if a woman held me that tight because Devin Haney is the king of all holders, no doubt about that. As far as pound for pound is concerned, I don't think he even deserves to be even mentioned in that. Speaking of pound for pound, I want to mention the fact that Tony Alamo Sr. passed away this week. I think he was 81 years old. Let me tell you about Tony. Tony was a janitor that came from Cuba in the late 1970s, moved to Reno, Nevada, started as a janitor in the Circus Hotel there. Then he moved up to the president of the hotel, and he was the president of various Las Vegas resorts. Of course, man, Tony passed away, and of course, this week at the age of 81, but he was a guy that was running the Mandalay Bay boxing. In other words, he was a guy that was cutting the checks when Mandalay boxing was on top, when boxing was in its glory days, the 80s, the late, the 90s, the early 2000s, Oscar De La Hoya, all that kind of good stuff, man. Mike Tyson, guess what? He was Evander Holyfield, Tony Alamo was footing the bill for those fights, so he passed away. And of course, his son was part of the Nevada State Athletic Committee for a long time, so it was Tony Jr. and Tony Sr., but may he rest in peace. If ever there was a guy, man, think about this. He came from being a janitor at Circus to being the president of the company. I mean, you've got to be able to have some intellect, some connections to be able to do that. But more power to Tony Alamo Sr. Speaking of Nevada State Athletic Commission, of course, I miss my man Mark Ratner. Me and Mark haven't talked in a while. Of course, Mark took over his role as the USC, as a USC vice president, and he knows that I criticize the USC, so it's sort of tough to put him on the show. But the bottom line is, of course, I miss Mark, and Mark was Chuck Minker's guy right hand. Of course, Chuck Minker was a guy that died back in the 1990s. Of course, he was the head of the Nevada State Athletic Commission for a long time. He was also a boxing judge, but he was my buddy. He really was. I mean, he's the one that gave me all the boxing scoops. Not all of them, but when I was running scoops back in the 90s, okay, and I was kicking everybody's ass, North American Boxing Writer of the Year, not once but twice, but the bottom line is winning all kinds of other awards. A lot of that stuff was fed to me from him, so I wish him, you know, I mean, I really miss him. Bottom line is, pound for pound is great. Let's go to an early break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. History on the weather and...
I know that you want me, Lord, have mercy. Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How much money did you spend to fight those RICO cases?
A lot. Friends and family help. Yeah.
Okay.
Listen. We're going up against the United States government. My lawyer used to say that in his own, they won three world wars, they print their own money, and they got all the resources in the world. How the f*** are you going to go against? They could just keep on indicting you. Listen, they did it to me. I beat the f***ing Sedano murder. I got indicted the next day, the same f***ing murder in Newark federal court. I had to go to trial again, a month trial.
I mean, yeah, if you look at, you know, a federal indictment, it'll say the United States versus.
Yeah.
You're going against the whole country.
The whole country. They print their own money. They just put the machine on.
Right. I mean, when you think about how much you spent, was it hundreds of thousands of dollars? Millions of dollars?
A lot of money. Yeah, I had to sell everything. Sold jewelry, f***ing everything. I'm fighting for my life.
Head of the Philadelphia mob. One night, I roughed up his, I take it back, his security guards got all ruffled because of the fact that I got into an almost beef with Michael Buffer's kid. Michael Buffer's kid grabbed a drink off my table. I was sitting there sporting this, you know, I had this beautiful girl, this and that, so he came over, grabbed my drink, this and that, and he grabbed a drink, so I grabbed him. When I grabbed him, I think that the Joey Merlino was sitting next to me. I had no idea who he was at that point in time, but him and his boys were sitting next to me. So they jumped up thinking that it was a diversion. And it was, you know, having a diversion, like some a beef going on so they can go after Joey. So one guy saw him pull out a gun. The bottom line is, yeah, it is what it is. Joey Merlino still going, rocking and rolling, still alive. And, of course, the king of the Philadelphia mob, no doubt about that. Speaking of a mobster, last night Dana White drew 17,000 people. Got to give him some props. I mean, he just did. He did in Vancouver, BC, 17,000 people. I think it was like a $3 million, $4 million gate. Of course, guys that weren't in that really don't matter. Brown and Allen versus Rainier versus DeRiddler or something like that's the main event. Of course, none of these no names. Kevin Holland, maybe you know about him. But outside of that, a lot of no names. Dana drew 17,000 people. Of course, 14 fights. So I guess he over-delivered, give him props. Two women's fights as well. So give Dana. When Dana does what he does well, he just doesn't pay people. That's what it is. In other words, I'm not knocking his ability to promote fights when it comes to the MMA world, okay? But I'm knocking his ability, his inability to want to pay people. He doesn't want to pay people. I'll say it again. If they're making 10% of the money when they should be getting close to 50%, we got a problem. 50% or more. Come, I mean, think about this. And I'll say it again. Boxers and MMA guys are independent contractors. That's what they are. Okay, they're just independent contractors. Some get a little bit more, some get a little bit less. But at the end of the day, MMA fighters take a hell of a toll. And you see it in the gym. You see it in, I mean, you don't see these MMA guys like Chuck Liddell or and you don't see any of these guys doing, except George St. Pierre, the Canadian welterweight champion. Outside of him, you don't see any of these guys talking on TV. Maybe Daniel Cormier, but you don't see it because of the fact that the damage that's been inflicted is permanent and severe. And you just don't want to see that. Dana doesn't want to show you all those guys, you know, acting goofy and punching this kind of stuff. He doesn't want to do it. At the end of the day, I think he's a pimp and I think he's a bad guy, but he does a good job as far as promoting his world of UFC and the world of mixed martial arts. Now, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. This Friday night, I'm doing my thing at the Club Rocopoco, LaFuente2025.com. Of course, that's my show. I'll have on top Richard Bean headlining. Of course, him and Malo will do their thing. Malo being the rock band, hard rock. That was a Latin rock band. Of course, brought a Suavecito, the kind of good stuff, but they'll be rocking and rolling as well. He'll do a little Sapo set, and we'll have DJ Brendan doing his thing as far as salsa and old school R&B is concerned. So I'm expecting a good night. And you know, it's a little freaky. Let me tell you like this. Until Friday night, I'll be worrying about everything. I mean, like the arena catching on fire and all kinds of crazy. Don't ask me why, but all these bizarre thoughts come into my mind when I'm doing these things, whether it's boxing, whether anything. You know, it just does. I mean, the impossible, somehow I think about it. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. We come to you every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday for an hour live here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, many of these same channels. Of course, we come back Sunday. This is a Sunday show, the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. And of course, it's 8 p.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii. 8 a.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Bottom line is, we're rocking and rolling. We're all right. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, and boy, am I glad to get off the air this week. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.